Quite a lesson here, isn't it? Amen. Jesus starts out by offering a simple verbatim prayer. One that, in a little bit of added form, we still use today, 2,100 years later. How amazing. Here we are, praying the same prayer that Jesus taught his disciples 2,000 years ago. That's awesome. And it's still working. It starts out by praising God. And of course, in other places in the Bible, we know it says, pray without ceasing and praise God in all things. Amen. We should start out by praising God, by recognizing His preeminence, His power and His glory, the place that He takes up in our lives should be the first place, always and in everything. Second, we call on His kingdom to come. Now, we can read that two ways, because the kingdom can be thought of as the heaven to come that we will enter when we leave this world. Or we can think of it as the heavenly kingdom that comes into us as we accept Him and His Holy Spirit into our lives. Kingdom come. Kingdom come to us when we are ready to move on, and kingdom come to us now, that our world may be filled with the light of Your world, Your heavenly world, Your divine kingdom. I think we have another preacher in the house over there. And so we begin our prayer with God. Then we ask Him for what we need, not what we want, but that daily bread that is required for us to function in this world. Doesn't say a truckload of bread. Doesn't say a week's worth of bread. Enough bread for today. Sustain us for a day. In AA, we say one day at a time. Sometimes we say 1 minute at a time, but one day at a time. Get me through today, Lord, because I know You've already got tomorrow. I'm just struggling to get through today. Feed me today, and I believe You'll be there for me tomorrow. Help me today. Help me with what I'm dealing with right now. I'm not even worried about the rest of that stuff. Just help me through this one. And then we ask for forgiveness. But forgiveness with a condition. Forgive us as we forgive others. How are we doing on forgiving others? Are we holding on to stuff? Are we carrying around baggage from years ago? Are there slights and things that we have held on to that we have not forgiven, not given up, not let go? Hate is a terrible thing. It eats your soul. It gnaws away at that most divine essence. It turns us into horrible beings. If we cannot forgive the things that have been done to us, we cannot receive forgiveness for the things that we have done. Amen. I have seen that in my life. I always thought the idea of forgiving and forgetting was impossible. I thought if, at best, maybe I could learn to forgive and still remember. But I came to understand that when you try to forgive, that when you speak forgiveness, you begin to feel something changing in your life, in your heart, and in your mind. Something that was bound lets go. Something that I was holding on to so tightly begins to release. Something that was taking over my whole life suddenly begins to let me have my life back. And when I feel that, then I begin to understand that there is power in forgiveness. And I work on that forgiveness and I try to forgive more sincerely and forgive more things and forgive more honestly and completely that bound me, that I was holding on to, that I could not let go of, gradually dissipates, gradually lets go, gradually floats away, gradually comes unconnected, and I begin to live without having to think about those things that I was so attached to. And what a wonder it is when your life can go for weeks or months or years without even thinking about the things that you used to or the people that you used to hate. When the hate is gone, when we no longer remember it every day, when we no longer feel it every time, when we no longer live with it hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, when we forget to hate, then we know that indeed the power of forgiveness is working in our lives. You know, the other person doesn't even have to know that you've forgiven them. It's not a matter of going and telling somebody, oh, I forgive you. It's what we do in our hearts. Yes, it is. It's what we do in our hearts. When we let that go, when we forgive, we change. The other person may not change. It doesn't mean we let them do it all over again. We don't give them power. We take the power over our own lives that had been bound up in that hatred. Forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. Everyone indebted to us. Doesn't matter how bad it was. Doesn't matter what they did. Jesus asked us to let it go so that God can bless us with those blessings that we have coming. Do not bring us to the time of trial. Wow. Justice and mercy. You know, those two things are God's choice. He can give us justice or He can give us mercy. Don't bring us to the time of trial. I'm not ready, Lord. If I have to get what I deserve, I'm in trouble. I remember working with a man in prison who complained about the fact that he got 5 years for his first DUI where other people only got 1 year. He didn't think it was fair. Then we found out that he had killed somebody in the process and he was lucky not to be doing 20. So one day when he was complaining, I asked him, how many times did you drive home from that same bar, which was right around the corner from your house, drunk? And he said, oh, every day for years. And I never got caught. And I said, and if you had a year and a day for every time you did what you shouldn't have been doing, when you put people's lives in danger because of what you were doing, how many years would you be serving? And of course, I'd already done the math in my head and knew that he was going to be running up thousands for all those thousands of days that he had taken other people's lives in his hands by getting behind the wheel when he was not safe to drive. He didn't want to answer. And I don't blame him. Mercy, Lord. Have mercy on us. have mercy on us sinners, because if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in trouble. I had to chuckle when I got down to the end of this, and it says, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. When we first moved in next door, we tried to grow a little garden out in the front yard, and we were a little concerned that, you know, people would walk by and pick stuff, and we really didn't mind if people wanted to, but it seemed kind of, you know. So Shirley and I were talking one day, and we said, you know, it says, ask and you shall be given, knock and the door will be opened to you, seek and you shall find. And she says, yeah, and it also says the wages of sin are death. If somebody steals my vegetables, I'm going to be tempted. God says that if we ask Him, He will answer. Sometimes the answer is no. That if we seek, we will find. Sometimes the things we find are not the things we need. That if we knock, the door will be open to us. But sometimes we try and push the door open to go places where we shouldn't be. A father who loves his children doesn't give them a snake when they ask for a fish. But what if they ask for a snake? Does he give it to them? No. He says, no, you don't need that. You shouldn't have that. That will hurt you. Would he give them a scorpion if they asked for one? You ever have your kid ask you for a tarantula for a pet? I had a friend who had a tarantula for a pet. That thing was easy. I don't like spiders and snakes. I'll, you know, deal with them, but they're kind of creepy. God gives us good things. God wants to give us good things, but sometimes we persist in asking for stuff that's not good for us, and He lets us have it. Ooh, yeah, He does, doesn't He? Lets us have it. And then we go, why'd you do that? Oh God, what are you doing? Why have you forsaken me? That stuff's taken over my life. I shouldn't have done that. Sometimes parents will let kids have things that they're not quite ready for. But they're right there, you know? They're right there trying to make sure that the child does not hurt himself with the new pocket knife or... But knowing that this gift carries with it some risk. We try and teach our kids how to use those new pocket knives safely. Sometimes they still cut themselves. We try and help them understand the right way to do things, and sometimes they have to experiment with the wrong way. I was real good at that. Oh, if you stick your finger in the light socket, it'll shock you. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's hot. Ooh, yeah, it sure is. But most of all, God asks us to ask Him. Ask us to pray. Ask us to talk with Him. Ask us to commune with Him. Ask us to be in relationship with Him as our Heavenly Father. Sometimes our earthly families don't work so good. Sometimes our earthly fathers don't give us everything we want or everything we need or aren't even very functional. But God is there, always faithful, always willing, always listening, always willing to answer, always willing to help, always willing to open the doors for us and share with us. And then sometimes we ask for blessings and He gives them and we ignore them because they didn't come out looking like what we wanted or they weren't in the right color box or they didn't come from the direction we expected. But He still wants us to ask. He still wants us to share. And so Christ has given us this simple prayer that when we look at it, it is not so simple, is it? Give us Your kingdom, Lord. Share with us your presence. Show us your way. Fill us with your love so that we may be filled with love to share love with all we meet. Help us to be people of your kingdom who can show what it is to be part of your kingdom to the world who struggles without you. Father, hallowed be your name. Even your name is holy. Your kingdom come. Come and live within me. Send your spirit to live within me. And when I get to that point where I leave this world, I know that you will be waiting for me. Yeah. Give us each day our daily bread. I just need to get through one more day, Lord. I know the next day will be a challenge, but I know you'll be there for me then too. And forgive us our sins. Forgive me my sins. And I will try and forgive the rest of your people the things they do to me. Do not bring us to the time of trial. Because if I went on trial today for my sins, the wages of sin are death. And I want your mercy, not your judgment.